We wanted to, at this time, bring on an old friend of yours here on the Ticket Hotline. It's kind of like we're playing This Is Your Life, Norm Hitzkes, and I think you're going to enjoy this visit. Good morning. Are you with us on the hotline?
I am. Do you remember me, Norm?
Is this Marge, the swimming coach?
No.
Okay.
I'm the panda bear that you forced to ride shotgun in your car for 20 years so that you could scam the government.
It's Andy Panda.
Hey, Andy, listen, those were good journeys, and you were well-fed.
You used to scam the government just to use me for the HOV lane. Remember that, Norm?
I do.
And you also used to prop me up on a stump and use me for target practice, Norm.
No, Andy.
Shoot me with your gun.
That was somebody else shooting, not me.
And then sometimes you would cut me open, Norm, and use my innards to smuggle your little blue pills over the Canadian border.
Yeah, but I didn't have to cut you open
prices.
A lot, Andy.
Cheaper prices,
just
Norm.
A small incision.
See, when you got married to Mary, everything changed. You no longer treated me special, Norm. And the worst part of it was you even called her Mare Bear. I thought I was the only bear in your life, Norm.
That's true. I do call her Mare Bear.
A new apple of his eye.
Andy, but, I should have considered your feelings more.
How are things going, old pal?
They're doing well, Andy. Do you know where you live now?
I do. Things are pretty good down here at the landfill. Yeah, yesterday... A seagull plucked my left eye out, and a 10-ton skid steer rolled over my leg, Norm, but that's okay. I'm still having adventures.
Do you,
Not quite as glamorous as you and Mary having spaghetti bolognese on top of one of those giant heads on Easter Island while being fanned by pygmies and watching locals stage a production of Simple Jack, but at least it's something, Norm.
By now... Since you've been in the landfill for so long,
yep.
Do you need a bath?
I need one bad. I need one bad, Norm, but I don't want it to be like our old bath times. I'm still a little scarred from those. I used to love/hate it when you would take me in the back seat of your Buick and play what you called hump pillow. I don't know what that is, Norm.
Andy.
Norm, a reunion.
Andy, you're working blue.
And you used to take me fishing and teach me baseball and do all kinds of father-son things, Norm.
Oh, that's nice.
Well,
that was before you adopted Uday and Kusei, though.
Well,
or as you called them, the lads.
Well, when you went fishing, I have to tell you this. You were pretty big for a piece of bait.
Well, no, that's the thing is Norm used to put me on the end of the hook and use me as the bait.
Well,
him taking me fishing. That's what he called good father-son bonding time.
I would think he'd be too big to be a piece of bait.
I was. And then after you adopted them, remember, I kept asking to spend time with you, and you'd always be too busy on the phone with their lawyers trying to get the terrorism charges dismissed.
Well, you kind of did forget about Andy, Norm. It's kind of sad.
Well... And see, Andy's had a good life, though, recently.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, it does. Andy is now with a friend of mine who had a child, and I was the godfather, and it was an only child, and he needed someone to play with. So I gave Andy to him. Oh. And Andy and that child grew up together. But apparently... Somebody tossed Andy into a landfill.
The child was 28 years old when he gave me to him. Come on, Norm, I got a proposal for you.
Uh-oh.
Why don't we start a Norm and Andy Panda podcast, Norm?
Ooh, there you go.
Ooh.
We could do it a couple times a week. Nobody had chemistry like we had.
You could fire off hot panda opinions.
Yeah, we could tell stories about... You evading the cops while sitting on a load of illegal draft notes you just paid an NFL insider for, Norm.
Well,
I got all the dirt on you.
You do remember the time the police stopped me about you, though.
I do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And there was also the time that the mob stopped us, too. Remember that? When you got in a little bit bad on the horse betting?
I don't want to remember that. Andy.
You made out your mortgage checks directly to mafia. That's just what it said. Pay to mafia.
No,
forward to mafia.
M. Having fun, Norm.
M. Period O. Period B. Period.
That's right. Yes, it was an acronym. You taught me that word, Norm.
For the Marching Owl Band.
You taught me that. Hey, am I going to see Mayor Bear today if I come up there?
Well, Mayor Bear actually got up and drove me to work today.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Yep. And she's coming to pick me up in just a little while.
Yeah, you're acting like that's a great, nice thing that she did. She just doesn't trust you with the amount of gummies that you're on right now, Norm. I love you, pal, and I miss you. I'll say hello to the landfill for you today, Norm.
Well, you know what, Andy? My friend's son is now into his teens, and it may be time for me to take Andy back.
Oh, okay.
That would be so beautiful, Norm.
Oh, you've made his day.
We could go fishing again.
You're going to make me cry. We could go fishing again, and you could see if I've finally learned to swim.
Yeah, but you make such a good bobber.
I love you, Norm.
Love you too, Andy.
Oh, this was wonderful. What a reunion.
Norm, I love you. I love you, Norm. I
love you, Andy.
From heaven.
Tell everybody hello at the landfill.
Okay, we will.
All right, there he goes. Andy Panda, Norm's old drive-to-work colleague.